We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I got your chips and I couldn't resist the complete encyclopedia to fantasy football. Look, it has all the latest
rankings. I said Cheetos, not Fritos.
Paul Charchian.
He's a fantasy football genius, okay?
Fantasy football expert for Fanballs.
It's just a fantasy. Oh, it's not a real thing.
Oh. I think it's pretty easy to keep my fantasy football life away from my real life.
Taking your fantasy questions every week.
You know, if you're one of those people like, hey, I got you on my fantasy football team, because I don't care about your fantasy football team. But your fantasy football team probably sucks.
Paul Charchian with McNeil and Parkins.
It's a fantasy football thing.
On 670 The Score.
This hour on The Score brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store. Paul Charchian of Fanball.com is with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. We got Jeremy Roenick in studio at 3:30, Ron Coomer in studio at 4 o'clock, but we're going to help you out with some fantasy first. What's up, Charch?
I used to talk to Ron all the time when he did TV up here. You know, he came from here to there, which I guess some people would consider an upgrade.
That's right.
It's certainly an upgrade in temperature, by the way. Woke up this morning, 15 degrees here in the Twin Cities. 15.
Oh, that's how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to have a 20-degree break on you cats, unlike last week. This is good. You know, Paul Charchian, I've heard some people bitching about tonight's Thursday nighter to get Week 10 going, and I beg to differ. Yeah, since Week 3, Derek Carr has the third best passer rating in the NFL, and I would have to think against that Chargers secondary, which is a little thinned out, you like him a lot this week.
I don't.
You don't like Derek Carr tonight.
No, you're right. He's been great. I've been using him as like my super sneaky streamer guy for several weeks now. He's thrown multiple touchdowns in 5 of the last 6. But since week 3, the Chargers secondary is giving up 203 passing yards per game, one touchdown pass per game. They've got this elite cornerback, Casey Hayward. So he locks down Tyrell Williams. Now the only reliable receiver Carr's got is his tight end. And I just don't know if there's enough there for Derek Carr. So I don't hate him this week, but I've liked him in the previous weeks in softer matchups a lot more than this one.
Who do you like tonight?
Man, do I love Josh Jacobs as he's roaring towards Rookie of the Year. The Chargers' run defense has been really spotty. Before last week's Packer game, where everything went wrong for the Packers, the Chargers got hammered by Philip Lindsay, James Conner, Derrick Henry, David Montgomery. Those guys averaged 130 total yards and almost a touchdown and a half per guy. So Josh Jacobs, my number 7 running back. How about Melvin Gordon? First game unshackled from Ken Wisenhunt. And what happens? Season highs in rushing attempts, rushing yards, yards per carry, scores a rushing touchdown. Here comes Oakland. They're an above-average run defense, but he has hammered the Raiders historically, so I think that's going to be fascinating. And Phillip Rivers all the way up at number 3 among quarterbacks against an Oakland secondary that is absolutely brutal, allowing the most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Over 300 passing yards and 3.2 touchdowns per game. It's a great opportunity for him. And, I'm sorry for the diatribe, and the Chargers receivers haven't scored a touchdown in 5 weeks. They're both going to score this week. I'm calling my shot. I think we're going to get Keenan Allen and Mike Williams in the house.
Unshackled. I love that. And the Bears cost Ken Wisenhunt his job. He got whacked 2 days after that game. So that's what the Bears do to people.
He's now been fired midseason in back-to-back years. I want to believe the league has learned its lesson.
312-644-6767, your toughest either-or, start or sit for Paul Charchian of Fanball.com. Charch, what do you make of Kenyon Drake and David Johnson and the Arizona backfield?
So David Johnson comes back, and And although, frankly, I don't love the matchup. And he does come back to this game. He's got Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's been the best run defense in the NFL for much of the year. They rank number two in yards per carry at 3.4. Tampa hasn't let a back find the end zone in 2 weeks. And David Johnson wasn't scoring much anyway. So I don't love David Johnson here. Kenyon Drake will move into the Chase Edmonds role. He's not going to go. Chase Edmonds was still, you know, reasonably involved, but not enough that you're probably going to want to start Kenyon Drake unless you're just in a pinch with six teams on bye.
Some injury updates. Lamar Jackson did not practice for the Ravens today. I don't know if that drops him out of your top dozen, but what are you thinking there?
Lamar Jackson is going to be fine, and he's got a terrific matchup against Cincinnati. They can't stop anything that runs. So this is it's a great opportunity for Jackson. He's my number six quarterback, and I think there's I don't love him through the air necessarily here, but I do think Lamar is going to be fine, and I think he'll go.
James Conner out for the Steelers, likely.
Yep, likely out, and that means more of Jalen Samuels. And if you're again really in a pinch, Trey Edmonds could go. You could start him against a very good Rams run defensive late, but I you know, hopefully you don't have to go there. He's my number 37 running back this week.
Who's startable on the Bears against the bad Lions defense, if anyone?
Mitch Trubisky.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yep. Mitch Trubisky.
I've got a 28 team league.
I've got a. If you promise me he's going to finish the game, because I think there's a scenario out there where he doesn't. But if you promise me he's going to finish the game, he gets a Detroit secondary that's allowed multiple touchdowns in four straight games. Every single opposing quarterback has topped 259 yards, five straight have topped 283 yards, and he hammered the Lions last year. He threw for 300. These numbers sound like we're talking about somebody else. Last year against the Lions, he threw for 355 yards and 314 yards.
Yeah. That had to be somebody else.
Right. That's a different Mitch Trubisky. But I'm telling you, in a tough bye week, there are going to be people out there that are like, well, it's him or Kyle Allen, or it's him or Mason Rudolph, or it's him or Sam Darnold. Trubisky's got a lot of upside.
Do the Packers bounce back at home against Carolina Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I think so. Aaron Jones should get back on track through the air and on the ground. The Panthers have been eviscerated by running backs of late, allowing seven scores to opposing backs in two games. It's hard to even do that. So I think the running game gets going again. That should ultimately open up things for Aaron Rodgers, who I don't like as much. Carolina is a pretty good pass defense. They get two really good cornerbacks, James Bradbury and Russ Cockrell. And if they shut down Davante Adams, which they might, then you see where Rodgers has got to get creative and try to find help other ways with these other young players, none of whom have stepped up. But I really like Aaron Rodgers a lot. Or sorry, Aaron Jones a lot in this game.
Texter has two running backs going against each other in the same game, Buffalo-Cleveland. Devin Singletary or Nick Chubb?
Well, I love Singletary this week. He's my number 12 running back, and I think it's just over for Gore. In the past two games, he's out-snapped Gore by 50 plays. 50. So I really think that the baton has been handed to Devin Singletary here. Cleveland has allowed over 25 rushing attempts for 142 rushing yards and a touchdown to opposing backs over the last month of games. It's a great matchup for Singletary, but Nick Chubb has been so good, and you can't pass on the Bills, so everybody just runs, and they run well. Since the week six bye, they're giving up 130 rushing yards and 1.5 touchdowns per game to opposing backs, and that was to the Dolphins, the Eagles, and the Redskins. I mean, those are not offensive juggernauts by any stretch, so Chubb should be sitting on a nice game here. And that brings us to Kareem Hunt. Let's talk Kareem Hunt for a minute. People held on to him for 10 stinking weeks. You finally get a chance to play him. And Chubb's been so good that you know Chubb isn't going to get any less work here. But here's where it gets sneaky. The backup to Nick Chubb is an anonymous guy named Dontrell Hilliard, who quietly has gotten 40% of the team's snaps. Now, obviously, Kareem Hunt's way better than Dontrell Hilliard. If he gets 40% of the team's snaps, I think that puts him in play for this week against a bad team. This is a bad Buffalo run defense. This is it's an opportunity for him, I think, this quickly, where I think Kareem Hunt gets five-ish catches. That turns into like 50 yards. He gets five-ish carries. That's another like 30 yards or 20 yards. And, you know, next thing you know, you've cobbled together a good game from Kareem Hunt.
Better numbers than Sony Michel's likely to produce.
That is true. I'll tell you what, you want to be brave. You just drop Sony Michel.
I think I'm gonna. Yeah, they're on bye this week, I think, anyway, but I'm going to drop him.
They are. They're on bye this week, and that's what we call the sabotage drop, where you drop some big-name player that you think is going to be a bust going forward, and you let the rest of your league go start a bidding war to try to get that loser and free up and use up a roster spot.
Steve in Springfield, you're on with Paul Charchian of Fanball.com. What's your either-or?
Hey, before I do that, I just want to say congratulations to Shep and his family. That's awesome. I have a league. My league all gives more points for longer touchdowns, and I have a flex question. I have Ted Ginn Jr. or George Kittle, and I know Kittle is questionable, so that's why I'm not sure which one to play.
Yeah, you're kind of in a tough spot. And Kittle's Monday night, so you're really in a tough spot on him. And I don't think you're going to know. Kittle did not practice today, and Ginn is viable this week. It's funny you mentioned him because I just got done working up a write up on him. He's on the field about 60% of the plays. The Falcons have allowed 32 receptions of 20 or more yards, and that's the whole deal on Ted Ginn is the deep pass. They've allowed the eighth most 20-yard receptions in the league, so I think you could roll the dice on a long hookup for Ted Ginn.
Let's see here. In Schaumburg, Matt is on with Paul Charchian. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. I got a tough one, too. Mahomes Sunday or Rivers tonight?
So that's Pat Mahomes back from injury against the Titans and Phillip Rivers, like we talked about, against the Raiders.
Yeah, it's just too good of a matchup for Phillip Rivers. Again, Oakland is allowing the most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Keenan Allen has a fantastic matchup in the slot against maybe the worst slot cornerback in the league, LaMarcus Joyner, who ranks 109th in coverage by cornerbacks by Pro Football Focus. So I love Rivers here. He's my number three quarterback. Mahomes comes in at number five. And you also have to factor in, it's not probable by any means. We have to factor in the prospect that something goes wrong and Mahomes doesn't finish the game. And so I lowered him a couple of spots on that.
In East Peoria, Brett is on with Paul Charchian. Go ahead, Brett.
Good afternoon this week, fellas. I got a wide receiver question, 1 point PPR. John Brown at Cleveland or the disappointing Christian Kirk? He is at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he has been disappointing, but you know what's really disappointing? The Tampa Bay defense. Oh, man, and that secondary so bad. Chiefly running from the slot, Kirk is going to attack the Bucs' biggest weakness. They just benched their longtime slot cornerback, MJ Stewart, and they've put in they're trying to cobble together guys to play the slot, including a rookie named Sean Murphy Bunting, and they're getting hammered in the slot. Sterling Shepard, Cooper Kupp, Michael Thomas, and Tyler Lockett, all big, big monster games out of the slot. So I love Christian Kirk here. One of my favorite sleepers of the week. He's comes in at rank number 21 at the receiver position.
I was going to ask you, against the Vikings front seven, what are you doing with Zeke Elliott this week? I guess you throw him out there. He's not a guy you sit, but that's a tough one for him.
Yeah, this is a trickier game for him than the passing game. I love the passing game for the Cowboys this week. For Elliott, he goes up against a Vikings defense that has been really good against the run outside of this crazy run by Damian Williams last week, this untouched 91-yarder. They've only allowed two touchdowns on the ground, three through the air to opposing backs, and Zeke Elliott isn't even catching anything. So, yeah, I've just got a sort of middling B grade on Ezekiel Elliott this week, but he's still Zeke, and you're going to start him. You're going to start him every week, including this week.
Nolan, you're on with Charch. Go ahead.
How we doing, Charch? How we doing, guys? I got wide out, half-point PPR. I got Tyrell going tonight, and then I got Josh Gordon with Russell Wilson now on Monday night.
All right, good. Let's talk about Josh Gordon, shall we? Do you guys remember the last time Josh Gordon was good?
It's been a while.
That would be 2013.
Yikes.
7 years ago. In the last two seasons, with Tom Brady throwing him the ball, the average game for Josh Gordon is 3 catches, 54 yards, and 0.25 touchdowns. That's it. That's all he is. He is Curtis Samuel with a bigger name because you remember him from 2013. He doesn't even belong on a roster, let alone in your starting lineup.
In fairness, he was awesome in 2013.
He was. He was awesome.
That was a great year. Let's live in that time.
He's one of the best receivers in football.
Blackhawks won a cup and had one more coming.
Exactly. Jason Campbell. It's so long ago. Jason Campbell was throwing him the ball.
God, he was supposed to be so good.
He could have been.
Let's see here. In Fox Lake, we've got Gino with Charge. Go ahead, Gino.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Gino.
Good, good. I got PPR league looking for a flex. It's John Brown or Zach Pascal with Indy versus Miami, and that's why I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I like Zach Pascal. So both T.Y. Hilton are out and Paris Campbell for the Colts. And that means Zach Pascal is going to be the go-to receiver for that offense. He has now scored three times in his last 3 weeks. He's got a 100-yard game in that span as well. And it's the Dolphins. So, you know, he's my number 14 wide receiver, which I never thought we'd ever have Zach Pascal up at number 14. He's in rarefied air here, but it's a great opportunity.
A lot of people texting in various questions about Jimmy Garoppolo. You a buyer after that game against Arizona?
Yeah, in part because of the matchup against Seattle. It is hard to run on Seattle and easy to pass. And so I think there's going to be a lot of workload for Garoppolo, which is mostly what he was not getting early on and really throttled his production. The last two quarterbacks to face Seattle have thrown 44 and 52 passes. 44 and 52, and that's equated to 335 and 460 passing yards. So if Garoppolo's going to get anywhere close to like the 40s in pass attempts, I think he's sitting on a potentially really nice game here. Emmanuel Sanders, too, has been great, and we talked about that when that trade went down, how much we liked him going forward.
Charge, great stuff. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk soon.
See you soon, Charge.
Guys.
Have a good one. Bye.
That is Paul Charchian at fanball.com. Jeremy Roenick just walked in. You want to spend the next half hour or so with JR?
I think yes. As a matter of fact, yes, I do.
I do, too.
Someday that 27 is going to go to the Raptors at the United – the Raptors, if you were there.
Either yeah. one. Either jersey number one is going to the Raptors. He has that on the ready just a little too quick for my liking.
He is, I know, yeah.
Jeremy Roenick in studio next on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
670 The Score in Chicago. Shout out to you guys, McNeil and Parkins. Love you guys.
Afternoons on The Score.
One of the greatest American goal scorers in Blackhawks history, Jeremy Roenick.
Jer was unique because he could score 50 goals, he could hit, he could skate.
He was the face of the franchise for a bunch of years there. And it was something special to watch Jeremy play.
And electrifying rush as he eluded one check, then stick handled brilliantly around Wakalak and tucked it in.
It's not even so much me as it's Roenick. He's good.
Oh, is that right?
There it is, Mikey. Check it out. His head's bleeding. Mikey, check it out. His legs, little Wayne's legs.
Here's Roenick, and on goal scores! Roenick, tie game!
Roenick has the ability to really pick up speed when he receives the puck, and he totally fools Patrick Waugh.
And he set him on Roenick!
You looked at Jeremy, he would rather run over you to score a goal than go around you. And that was kind of his attitude. He was a bull in a china shop.
Jeremy Roenick gets his 1,000th NHL point.
Jeremy Roenick has had a marvelous career. And congratulations to him on his 1,000th National Hockey League point.
And Jeremy Roenick has scored his 500th National Hockey League goal.
That's what these fans came to see tonight. Their hero, Jeremy Roenick. Jeremy Roenick.
He was calling out all the highlights and the names in Chris Tannehill's Open. Over 500 goals and a Blackhawks legend.
Jeremy
Roenick in studio.
That was awesome. That was the best lead intro I have ever heard.
Look at that!
Gave me chills.
Nice to hear Darcy Walkaluk get a reference, too. haven't heard that name in many years. Haven't thought of that name.
And one of those voices in there was Kelly Chase, the guy who beat me up silly in one game in Chicago Stadium after I hit Bob Bassin. So you can see where the respect lies there.
Well, that's Chris Tannehill. You were one of his favorite athletes growing up.
I know Chris. Chris does a good job. Way to go, Chris.
How did Kelly Chase catch you?
Very good question. Do you remember the old Chicago Stadium wasn't as big? It was a very small arena, right? So very confined. And so, when Kelly Chase wants to get you, he's going to get you.
Well, I would just like to say that I'm probably the toughest guy in the room right now.
Are you bleeding?
Yeah, bleeding all over. Look at this. So I got my finger caught in the door. I can't act as hurt as I am because Jeremy Roenick is here.
Actually, the door is the toughest part of the room.
That door is undefeated.
I'm bleeding.
I'm bleeding.
The second week consecutively we've been bleeding here.
It's
a rough job, JR.
It's terrible. Yeah, talk radio, man. It's tough.
Actually, we as hockey players enjoy bleeding. It's funny how when the normal people bleed, it's like panic stricken, right? Oh my God, I'm going to die.
Your eyes are lighting up over there.
Exactly.
So you are involved in everything?
Everything.
God. You're here with Aurelio's today, which, we love. And the Jeremy Roenick Hockey School. Oh, you got a Band-Aid for me, Shep? Thank you. Tell us about your hockey school.
So this is my fourth year is coming up. And, we started my first hockey school here in Chicago, which obviously is the best place to do it. Now we've expanded to Phoenix. We're going into Philly. We're going to go into Springfield, Missouri. We're going to go to Boston, go into Wyoming. We're moving this all over the place.
Wow.
But it is we teach hockey and build character. That's kind of our motto. And, it's teaching kids to love the game. It's been so successful. We're up at Glacier Ice up in Vernon Hills. We have 150 spots available every year. We're not going to go past 150 because my camp, one thing that we want to have is we want to have personal contact and teaching with every kid. There's no kid that does not come into my camp that does not get actual hands-on teaching, whether it's verbal, whether it's physical, whether whatever the case may be, on and off the ice. I'm on the ice every single minute of every day, so that's like 36 hours a week I'm on the ice with these kids. They get 2 hours off ice in terms of their off-ice structure, whether it's physical, working out, off-ice training, or we have personal hours where we literally talk about being a young kid, being, what it's like to be respectful, what you need, stay away from drugs, video games, all the stuff. Look each other in the eye. We do more than just hockey. And you can go to my website, jeremyroenickhockeyschool.com, sign up on the webpage. I think anybody that has a chance to come for a week will leave not believing the experience and actually the teaching both personally and hockey wise that they will get. So you can, I think it's July 19th through the 24th. Sign up now. I'm telling you, spots are going fast. I can't tell you guys how many kids we started 40, went to 100 the second year. Last year was 150 and spots are filling up fast. So jeremyhockeyschool.com. July 19th through 24th. Sign up now because I can tell you, even sponsorships, if you want to sponsor a young hockey player to go, maybe someone who can't afford camp, we take sponsorships to allow some of these, unfortunately, kids that can't afford to camp come and enjoy a great week of hockey.
It's nice to hear that your enrollment has gone up each and every year. Dan Bernstein on our staff, his son Jason plays hockey locally. He's a goaltender. And Dan told me the other day that participation at the youth level is down in Chicagoland, and the coaches believe it's related to the Blackhawks falling off of the map.
Well, you never like to hear that. You always want to hear the participation going up, and you also don't like to hear that the Blackhawks are right now struggling to stay, relevant in the standings. As huge Hawks fans that we are, that also comes with championships. You have to take the good with the bad. Yes, they've won 3 championships in the last 10 years, but it's the rebuild of the cap system. When everybody wins a cup, everybody wants to get paid.
So, and they did.
Yeah, and they did. And the top guys are still there. The unfortunate thing is the top guys every year get a little bit older. Can't, sometimes You know, Patrick Kane's still at a top level. Jonathan Toews had his best year of his career last year, as did Patrick Kane. But Seabrook has been a healthy scratch. He's falling off the map. I think Duncan Keith, who I'm a big fan of, has had a couple mediocre years.
Yes.
It's very difficult. And you have Corey Crawford, who's had been injury prone. So now you have all this money wrapped up in four or five players, and it leaves very little for the third, fourth lines, even the second lines, which are your glue guys, the guys that are supposed to be the secondary scorers. So they're going through a transition now. But trust me, there's no question that with the leadership in not only that team but that organization, the Hawks will find a way to make sure that they retool this and get back to that Stanley Cup potential. I truly believe that.
The fall of Duncan Keith bugs me. He's one of my favorite Hawks of all time. As far as defensemen, clearly my favorite. And it's tough sometimes to watch. This is a three-time yep. Norris Trophy winner and one of the greats who's ever played, and he's a fraction of what he used to be. Some guys just... And Dennis Savard, too. Yeah, yeah, you know very yeah, well. It's... I mean, at the end, when he was a third-line center... Guys just have a difficult time hanging up the blades, don't
well,
they?
Well, you got to look at the type of minutes that Duncan has played. He's played arguably some of the hardest defensive minutes of anybody in the National Hockey League over the last 10 years, and probably the most. And he plays at top speed. He doesn't go out, and he doesn't lackadaisically play the game. That's going to catch up to you. When you're playing 28, 29, sometimes 30 minutes a game like Duncan has and been pounded around because he goes in those high traffic areas, even as a defenseman. Mm-hmm. He gets pounded. I love him. I've always loved him, and I think he's going to do everything he can to stay relevant and stay as good as he possibly can. But again, it's hard when you get older when you play the type of minutes that Duncan has.
Jeremy Roenick in studio with us, McNeil and Parkins on the score. Jeremy Colleton is catching a lot of heat, and I know replacing Quenneville is mm-hmm. a really tough task. I struggle to evaluate a hockey coach. Yeah. What am I looking for? What is he responsible for?
It is really difficult. And, you know, I think what I judge a coach with is watching the young guys play, how they react to certain situations, how much they can produce in certain situations, how consistent they are. Because if you can get through to the young kids and make them feel confident and make them buy into the system and make them play consistent hockey – what you're going to find is that everybody is going to do that. You know, the superstars are going to be the superstars. You don't have to have them buy in. But if you can get those third and fourth line guys, the fourth, fifth, sixth D men to play a certain way and be consistent and have bite and not take days off, that's a coach's influence. And until you can get that on a consistent basis, like, look at some of the teams around the league that are playing extremely well right now with rosters that are way less than what the Hawks have. Arizona Coyotes right now. I mean, they have Phil Kessel, yes. Clayton Keller is only a 14-goal scorer. Oliver Ekman-Larsson has done nothing but lose in his whole career. Although he's a great defenseman, he's accepted losing. So those are the three guys on their team that you would call maybe stars. But they're winning every game because they play a system, and they all play it the same way because Tuck has got them all to buy into the same mentality. To me, that's what a coach is, and it's a learning curve. And I think Jeremy's a very good coach. I really do. But I think when you have a team and a fan base that has such a high bar, it's really hard to get some of these young kids that come in young to buy into that bar and understand it and be able to live up to that bar. But they'll be fine. Don't worry about that.
I hope so.
Not this year. Not this year.
Well, and that's where
it'll
I wanted
be,
to
it'll
go
be a
with
tough
it.
Year. It'll be a tough year this year, and they're showing it.
Eric Gustafson's not a kid anymore. He's 26, and he just had so much hope for him to get better. Offensively, he gets
last
it,
year. But he was great. He's taken a step back.
Yeah,
again this
he
year.
Sure has.
But see, we can't. That's it's a tough league. I can't say. I know what it's like in this league today. I do know one thing. You don't have to worry about getting beaten up, which for me, when you're going out and playing on the ice, leaves a huge gap of something you have to worry about. You can play your game. Consistency is important. These kids get paid a lot of money, and there's a lot of pressure upon that. And listen, I think Gustafson is a very good player also, but he needs to learn how to play consistently.
Jeremy Roenick is here. You can go to jrhockeyschool.com. Some people want to know if they want to sponsor a kid for your hockey camp, how much does that cost?
It's everything. We go from anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 increments. 5,000 increments takes care of five different kids.
Gotcha.
And we try to reach out to different parts of the city and go to areas that maybe aren't as affluent and try to draw kids into coming. So with whatever sponsorships that we get, we go out and we recruit some of these kids that might not have the opportunity.
What do you learn from the kids? I would guess it's not just all teaching.
They it's not that they teach me anything, but they remind me the love of the game. They remind me the innocence of the game, right? Just the fact that, you know, it started by just of loving the game, being out there, being on the ice, enjoying playing a game, the smile on your face, and not having the worries of outside the realm, outside the game, rigors that we have. They just remind me to love the game and be passionate about the game, and that's what they teach me.
Well, Jeremy Roenick's going to hang out in studio for another segment. JRHockeyschool.com. He brought in Aurelio's.
It's the sauce.
It's the sauce.
By the way, the best sausage pizza on the history of the planet. There's no question. I know I'm part of Aurelio's, but this is without question. You got to go to Aurelio's, get the sausage pizza. You will be blown away. There's no question.
All right, we're going to tell some stories coming up because I was reading your Wikipedia page today, so
yeah,
you know
it's stories.
You
know, hey, real quick, can I plug
he's
one?
Got stories. I'm going to get some stories out of Jeremy Roenick coming up.
I know you guys go to commercial, but listen, I am also with Aurelio's. We're doing the ultimate hockey experience where you can go on aureliospizza.com and sign up. We will pick four winners that Joe and I will bring to Aurelio's. We drink beer, eat pizza, and then we go to a Hawks game and absolutely light it up and have a blast. So that's a competition that we're having. AureliusPizza.com, the ultimate hockey experience. Come party with Joe Aurelio and I and go to a Hawks game. Trust me, you will not regret it.
He's got as many endorsements as you do.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God,
I got another one for you next.
We'll do it in the next segment. Story time with Jeremy Roenick next on The Score.
It's not even so much me as it's Roenick. He's good.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Line from Swingers. We talked about that with Jeremy Roenick last time, who's in studio with us, McNeil and Parkins, on The Score. This hour brought to you by CarX. Save up to $200 on four tires installed at CarX. Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn how to get your team on the ice to play during intermission of a Wolves game. We are winners. We are the Wolves. So let's see. Jeremy Roenick Hockey School, jrhockeyschool.com.
jeremyroenickhockeyschool.com or jrhockeyschool.com.
Yeah. And then Aurelio's.
Aurelio's, the Bass member. It's the ultimate hockey experience.
That's
Go
right.
Go to aureliospizza.com. Come drink beer, eat pizza, watch a hockey
game. Sauce. And then what was the third plug? Because then I'm going to get all the stories out of you.
Third plug. And this is real dear in my heart because I'm almost 50. I've beaten the hell out of my body for who knows how long. And I needed something to help all my bones and muscles feel good in the morning. So I got a part of a CBD company called Herbal Active. That's a Herbal, U-R-B-A-L, Active, A-C-T-I-V.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Okay. To make sure.
It's a topical analgesic.
Yeah.
So that doesn't intoxicate.
It does. It's no THC whatsoever. It's all natural. No THC whatsoever. It has 10 major healing oils, which is amazing. And what's great about our balm is it's skin piercing. It goes in where a lot of CBD companies, their balm or their cream is only topical, and it loses a lot of its function as it seeps into the skin. With ours and Herbal Active, everything goes right into whatever's ailing you. I've never felt better in my life. If you go to herbalactive.com, use JR27 promo code, you'll get 20% off. I'm telling you, it's changed my life. So thank you for those plugs. Love it.
Now we got to confirm some stories. All right. Your Wikipedia page says that Vince Vaughn's character in Wedding Crashers was named Jeremy because of you.
Of course.
That's true.
That is true. Yes. He loves me and I love him and we're good friends now because of Swingers. And yeah,
let's get him on.
Can we get Vince Vaughn on the phone right now?
Let's do it.
You can get Vince Vaughn on the phone right now. You're that tight.
I can call his PR agent, who will probably say, "Oh, he's out of town."
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you got a good having beers with Vince Vaughn story?
No, but the first time I met him was really cool because it was in a bar and he was standing in a corner, and this was about 1998, and I walked up to him and I said, Vince, it's Jeremy Roenick. He goes, oh, my God, you're the best. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. I was going to say that about you. He says, I said, hey, thanks for putting me in your movie. I said, that was really cool. He goes, bro, you were the best hockey player of all time. That was all respect. He goes, can I get your autograph? I went, are you kidding me? I was like, he asked me for my autograph in a bar in L.A.
Nice.
Right? And was like, that's when I really knew that sports transcends everybody, right? We're looking at Hollywood actors. As,
sure.
And they're looking at us. It's like, that was so cool. He asked me for my autograph. That was pretty cool.
Man, and so is there any other Vince Vaughn reference to you, Jeremy Roenick, or is it just Swingers and Wedding Crashers?
Not with Vince Vaughn, but there's another movie called Escape from Precinct 13. And I don't know if you guys know this.
I don't know that one.
It's with Ethan Hawke. It was in the theaters. It's a pretty big movie.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke's the main character in the movie, and his name in the movie is Sergeant J. Roenick, which is really cool.
Oh,
yeah, because there's no other Roenicks in the world. So,
Ethan Hawke might be able to play you if they ever do a movie on you.
I know, it's actually a good call.
That's not bad. We have to scar him up a little bit because he's kind of pretty.
I usually say maybe Woody Harrelson or
that's good.
Or maybe a James Woods, an older JR would be James Woods, but that's a good one. Ethan Hawke could probably play a young Strap in jail.
And as much as I'd love to hang with Vince Vaughn, Malin Ackerman, who he played, was with in Couples Retreat, I'd rather hang with her.
Very, very, very. Well, you know what I just finished watching, which was amazing, is Billions.
So good.
And she's in there, and she's like stunning.
Yeah, yeah, she brings it.
Stunning. Yes.
Billions is a good show.
Yes. I wouldn't mind running into her for a bar. Into a bar.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Who's the coolest person you ever golfed with?
Wow, that's interesting. I was just talking with somebody out in the hallway, and he reminded me of the time I played here in Chicago. My threesome in the tournament was me, Michael Jordan, and Dan Quayle. You talk about an eclectic. You know, I mean, I played golf with Donald Trump a million times. I've played golf with like crazy actors.
Does Trump cheat?
He doesn't. It's not that he cheats. And if you ask him, it's not cheating. It's just redos.
Uh-huh. Don't count that.
I didn't mean to put it there.
How many redos or mulligans does Trump taking around?
Probably three or four.
Aside?
Maybe.
Isn't it sad? Very sad. To me, it's very sad.
Maybe. You're a real good player, though, right?
He's a good golfer. He's a real good golfer.
You're a good player. Yeah. I would think that you would be at least 10 strokes better than both players.
Yes.
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you say as you hit 50 here and you're taking the CBD oils, what's the worst orthopedic issue you have going right
knee.
Now? Your knees?
My left knee. And actually, I woke up yesterday and my shoulder was killing me. I thought, what the hell is wrong with my shoulder? But then again, I put on my CBD oil last night. And I woke up this morning, and it went away. But it's like something new every day. It's my left knee one day. It's my right knee the next
day. Welcome to 50.
My back the next day. It's like, geez, getting old sucks. I turned 50 in January. It's just brutal.
Did you gamble with Jordan on the course?
So I got a good story. I don't know if I should tell on the radio, but screw it.
No one listens to our show, JR.
Yeah, right. Back in the 90s, when the Bulls were on fire, this was – like end of the season for us, end of the season for them. I get a call from Michael. Meet me at Sunset Ridge early. We're going to go play 18 holes. We didn't have a game. We had a day off. So I meet him at Sunset Ridge. Big old Greg Kunkel, who is one of the best people in golf here in Chicago. I got to mention Greg at Sunset Ridge. So we went, we played around, beat him for a couple thousand, and I'm getting ready to leave. Now, Bulls are playing that night. They play Cleveland that night. So I'm thinking he's leaving. It's 10 o'clock. He's like, no, let's go play again. So he goes and we fill up a bag full of ice and Coors Light and we walk again. we roll around another 18. And I take him for another couple. And And now we've been drinking all afternoon. Now he's going from Sunset Ridge to the stadium to play a game. And I'm like messing around. I'm like, I'm going to call my bookie and all the money that you just lost to me, I'm putting on Cleveland tonight. He goes, I'll tell you what. He goes, I'll bet you that we win by 20 points and I have more than 40. I'm like, done. Son of a gun goes out, scores 52, and they win by 26 or something after 18 holes of golf.
And 36 holes of golf.
36 holes of golf and having like maybe 10 Bud Lights.
Stop.
The man Michael Jordan, to me, is probably the best athlete that I've ever seen, that I've ever been around and watched play, and, you know, the way he presented himself and played the game. And I mean, just amazing.
What year was that?
That would have been 92.
92, so early Jordan.
92, 93, yeah, 92, 93, maybe 90, yeah. So, 90, yeah, 92 to 93.
God.
Amazing, right?
That is an amazing story.
He gets 452 points, they win by 26.
With 10 beers and 36 holes in them.
Hey, listen, after the first half, I'm like, my money was gone. It was just done. So much for 36 holes of hard grinding.
That's incredible.
JRHockeyschool.com. Again, the camp is July 19th through the 24th. They have 150 openings, and the website also will give you some information if you would like to sponsor one of the young entrants. 150 is great, because I know you started a lot smaller than that, yep. And you eat your Aurelio's pizza, go to JR's Hockey School, put your CBD oil on.
HerbalActive.com.
JR27,
get 20% off. And listen, you got to go to AureliosPizza.com, and you have to get the sausage pizza and sign up for our – you have to. It's the hockey experience, man, the ultimate hockey experience.
JR, for all these plugs –
listen, I'm fun, aren't I? I'm fun to be around. Like, could you imagine how much fun you'd have with me all night after drinking, you know, Coors Lights and eating pizza and watching a Hawks game?
It would be great. It would make this Hawks season –
well, then why don't you go to AureliosPizza.com and sign up?
I'm gonna sign up right now. But for all these plugs, next time you're here, we're calling Vince Vaughn.
Done. I will make sure before we get here that he calls in. We'll do it.
I'm holding you to it. That's good. Jeremy Roenick. Do
thanks,
all the things
JR.
That
always
he said.
You guys are the best.
That was a
you
lot of fun. Eat your pizza. Ron Coomer coming in next on The Score.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.